Father, we thank you tonight for your word that lead us into places we can't go ourselves. We thank you that we have to apply faith to carry out what you say to us. We have that faith on the inside of us. We thank you for every person who's listening, those who hear, that the impartation will come on their lives in a special way. We welcome your presence, Holy Spirit, to train us and teach us. In an hour like this, we need to know how to walk, how to talk, how to believe. So we're thankful that you opened the scripture to us tonight. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to have to do part two to developing health rights, fighting faith, because it is new to the body of Christ at large. I had a man prophesy. I don't talk much about it, but I had a man prophesy over me about 40 minutes this morning, around noon. Talking about God told him that I had a special ministry and that there are some changes going to take place. And what I'm doing, I'm getting you ready for two major steps you're going to take. You got to know how to take care of your body, and you're going to have the right finances. Huh? No, I'm good. I'm going to stay up here. Thank you so much. Have the right finances. So I want you to think about that subject. I'm going to give you some more scripture tonight, developing health rights, fighting faith. Now, you're not fighting for health. You're using your faith to take your health. But the Lord reminded me, says, give them back what you give them Sunday. Let them hear that introduction again. And I'll pause that time that he tell me pause with it. And then I'm going to give you some new scriptures. The question I asked on Sunday, the first question I asked, have you truly learned how to operate in your divine covenant rights of health? That's something to think about. And at large, the body of Christ know nothing about their covenant right of health. They have taken a substitute. God wanted to bring his church back because there's some more things coming. And like COVID had the church shook up. Pulpits and all. And so God getting us ready. The next question was, do your faith really know by scripture truth? By what? Scripture truth that your Father has provided not only healing for you, but health also. Now, I found out something about the spirit world. The spirit world will shock you. It'll get you in a place where you can't figure it out. Then you have to use your faith. And I think we're in that position right now. Yes, sir. I mean, we're wondering, right now some of you are wondering, why have we been through so much with our health? And then we got to the place where we just accepted it. That's true. Live with it. But the Lord wants us to know how to fight. Yes, to live long and satisfied to be used by him. Yes, all right, you listening?
Yes, sir.
So the scripture truth, I will open some to you tonight. But I also say to you, you will not live in health without a faith fight to keep laying hold on your health on a daily basis. You remember I said that to you? I want to emphasize this also, and I want you all to listen. We have been blinded and blocked from help. Y'all not hearing me? You see, you don't even believe that. We have been blinded and blocked from help by so many substitutes to deal with symptoms. And waiting to be sick again. Okay. So what the Lord is bringing is a solution to the body of Christ that you can walk in divine health.
Yes.
Amen, Lord. We've been blinded and blocked from help by so many substitutes. We have not given God a chance to show himself strong. Wow. Now he's picking up, always emphasize, and I want you to hear that clearly, there's a remnant of the righteous going to walk in it.
Yeah.
I mean, the crowd, they're like emotion, dancing, and praise dance for 2 hours and still taking 19 pills. You know, just don't even know they can go finally be delivered. All right? So there's no condemnation, but we have to give you direction. Now, the Holy Ghost will show us some things tonight. Finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and his almighty help producing power. Help producing power. Be strong in God's help producing power. It almost sounds unbelievable because we have accepted so much with prayer. We were accepted with prayer. Thank you, Lord, for health, faith. I'll get into some new things in a few minutes. Thank you, Lord, for health, faith. Thank you for teaching me how to fight with health, faith. I never heard of health, faith. You? Until I preached a Sunday, health, faith. See? And you almost can't have no faith for health if you're not, we told you about Romans 10:17, right? So then faith come by what?
Hearing
by the word of God. So if you have not heard the word of God on health, you're not going to have no faith for health. Right?
Yes.
See, every aspect of the word, revelation got to come to you for you to have faith for it.
Yes, sir.
I told you, we're pathfinders, we're pace setters, pioneers here in this subject. But there are many people you're going to have to minister to. You didn't hear me?
Yes, sir.
See, there's many people you'll be able to talk to. You don't have to take a text and preach 50 minutes. Just talking to them out of your wisdom that God has given you. This message is not only for you, but it's for your loved ones also.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
All right. Very few, as a whole, very few in the body of Christ have ever heard of health fighting faith. And when I was praying about this, I told you this Sunday, this mention heard these words, thou shalt not kill. Y'all done heard them words before, right?
Yes, sir.
The interpretation was, tell my children to stop committing health suicide.
Yes.
Health will finally come if you stay in faith, align, watch these two words, with wisdom and obedience. Just can't do anything. If you want help, you just can't do anything. You have to have God's wisdom and you have to have obedience to walk in help. Anybody here get one?
Yes.
Oh, I want to put it on me. All right. Let's go. Open your Bibles to Luke 13. I'll make a statement and explain it from Luke 13. I got a text in Luke 13. It's so vivid to me. I'm going to make a statement now, and I want you your faith to grab this, and then I'll show you a verse in Luke 13. Help, deliverance. What I said?
Deliverance.
I'm going to put it in a personal form. It's here. Help, deliverance is in your covenant rights. But I want to make it personal. Help, deliverance is in my covenant rights. And I'm coming in agreement with God tonight, no matter what my body is saying and how long it's been saying it. See, you're too much in agreement with your body. What? You're too much in agreement with your body. You have to contradict your body and tell your body you belong to God. I heard that scripture, the Lord gave me a scripture, but I want to read this one first. I pray to God you see this. Luke 13:16. Here's a woman in battle with a spirit of infirmity. So she need healing and she need help, right? The organized religion will not, do not have the revelation of help. So when someone start talking to you about help, spiritually wise, they will fight every way to cast it down. Why? Ignorance. Now here's the 16th verse. Jesus talked about this woman been humpbacked for 18 years, held by that spirit. I don't know how long you've been carrying something. I know I carried a lot of stuff I had to fight off. Still got the stain. And ought not this woman. Now, verse 16. Now, you can put your name in there. And ought not Harry. Ought not Shirley. Being a daughter of Abraham. You know what that means? Yes, give me one word for what that means.
Covenant.
Yes, sir. Covenant. Whom Satan has bound, Lord, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Now, here's how faith works. When you're being ministered to, it's not just the history of this woman. He's personally talking to us, you as an individual tonight. And he's saying, ought not her or him. See, just stay in the history of it. It's good for this woman, but it's no good for you. See, faith takes what's in the Bible and deliver it to me. Because if it's only this woman we're going to think about tonight, we're wasting our time. But if you hear God talking to you, saying, here's what he's saying, conditions don't make no difference. Longevity, how long it's been going on, don't make no difference. It's 18 years. He spoke to her, told her she was loose, she straightened up, walked away. Church got mad, the organized religion got mad.
Yes, hallelujah.
Here I'm talking to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's what these services are about. I feel the presence of God. Yeah. Who am I talking in here tonight? That was the Lord saying. Who is really hearing this? I mean, this routine is not revelation. How many of y'all believe he can do it?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know he can do it? That's a big difference, you know. You come to a point, your faith brings you to knowing. All right? Revelation will release your faith into help rest. Revelation will release your faith into help rest. And something else you never heard. Help rest. Because I've been 42. I never heard that. I heard the Holy Ghost say it though. Help rest. Now, he took a very familiar scripture to emphasize this point. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Sickness and disease is a weight. It's a heavy weight, isn't it? We lose most of our loved ones through sickness and disease ahead of time. God is training you to be ministers. He's not only ministering to you, but there are people you're going to have to minister to. Because you're going to be moving from a different anointing, a different insight. Please don't sit here and be regular Because God is imparting things to you for a reason. He's going to need to use you. And he needs you to be alive to do it. So you catch it yourself, but there are many going to be dependent on you to minister to them. That we can't do that ministry from this pulpit. We train people to go do it. Now look what happened here in Matthew chapter 11. This is a call. 11:25, I think. 11:25. Matthew 11:25. Now don't forget what we're talking about. So let me say it again. Matthew 11:25. Revelation will release your faith into held rest. That's what I said, right?
Yes,
sir. All right, let's take the word of Jesus now. Listen to this. In the 25th verse, in that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Huh? Those who think they're so smart, they're so wise, and they're so prudent, they miss the whole picture. They think they got the answer, they don't have the answer. And have revealed it them unto babe. Will you become a babe tonight? See, you got to see to receive from God, even though there's spiritual maturity, but you got to become as a little child. See, I can't teach no adults up here. You know, you're an adult in the spirit. Ain't no adults in the spirit. The spirit almost always got something else for the child to grow into. Then these scriptures. Look at verse 26. And even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered unto me and my Father. And no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will what?
Reveal him.
Underline that. You got a Bible. Underline, reveal him. That's what you're looking for, revelation. You're not looking for excitement. Your excitement will come later, but revelation. Yeah. Revelation when God revealed to you. Now, here's the revelation. Look at the 28th verse. We've been reading these verses. Come unto me. Who heavy laden with sickness and disease. That's what it's saying. And I will give you rest. Health rest. Say health rest.
Health rest.
And you're going to keep hearing it. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in the heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ. I remember these words. Turn to you in Matthew 15 right over next door. I want you to hear these words. Some of y'all don't like him, but President Trump, when he was in office, he says, "What he told the black folk, what y'all got to lose?" He did. He said, and he was right. What do you have to lose? You've been getting your tail whooped all the while. What do you have to lose? You might get out of this. I see how some of y'all looking, man. Y'all got them little party deals. I'm talking about, because I'm about to say it right now. I'm about to say something similar to that. Yeah. What do you have to lose? Get ready to win and listen to no more lies. Matthew 15, verse 27. What do you have to lose? And she said, the woman was fighting for her daughter, and she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumb which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even at thy will, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. What you got to lose?
Yeah. Come on.
What you got to lose? Don't sit here and adjust. Don't adjust to the system. Don't adjust to your family.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm expecting miracles in here.
Yes.
Signs and wonders. I'm expecting you to go to sleep tonight with something and rise up without it.
Yes.
Oh, he's powerful enough to do it.
Yes,
you had, listen. Listen. Before the word of God produced faith, It builds hope. Listen to me. Sheep, you see, hope got to be there. Expectation has to be there. And there's no expectation without revelation. Are you following me? What do you have to lose? Get ready to win and listen to no more lies. Great is thy faith. Now, very quickly, I'm going to say this statement. I'm going to show you some of your favorite scriptures you need to use about your health. It's powerful. I wrote, the table is prepared. Press through the crowd. Take off the roof. Pull out your covenant rights. Don't accept no again about your health. Heaven is cheering you on with supernatural kingdom power and glory backup. You want me to say that again? I want you to catch some of it. Oh my God, I feel anointed. Oh my God. Oh Lord, have mercy. The table is prepared. Press through the crowd. What that mean? Well, there's a crowd don't know the table prepared. Press through the crowd. Take off the roof. Pull out your covenant right. What I said, pull out what? Don't accept no again about your health. Don't accept no again about your health. Yes. Keep pressing. Keep pulling. Heaven is cheering you on. Yes, sir. With supernatural kingdom power and glory back up. Down is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. All three is working on your health right now. Up in here, your life is being extended right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Oh no, you're not here by accident. You were chosen to be here tonight. You online. I mean, life is being extended up in here. God is not a man that he should lie. He said he'd make it good. God wants the body of Christ to know this. Now, you know, I take the slack. Whatever slack come, you know, you say, teach them people they could be healthy. Yes, the Bible told it. So I can take the slack. I took a lot of slack. A lot of, you know. Not talking about money. I got a lot of slack. People, the church don't put that on. What? So take Mark 11, 22 and 26 now. We've been using those scriptures. Now I want you to use them now. Mark 11, 22. Have faith in God. That's all the action. Have faith in God. Or have the God kind of faith. That's all the action. About health. Yes. About your healing. Your healing, you see, the word heal is in the word help. Yeah. That means you're on your way. Yes. Yes. See, healing is just, heal, you're just on your way to help. But you got to know how to stay there. Yes. Help keep you there. Yes. See, you've been healed, but you lost it because you didn't know about help. Now, what God is speaking in your life tonight, God is speaking that the next time the enemy come back, you say, no, brother. No. Bastard, not brother. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
The body of Christ at large, we take us in here, and how many online? Because we're 815. Take us in here and those online, and many going to see this after we finish, thousand and thousand. If we can build expectation, there are going to be many visitations. We're not going to be able to explain it. You're not going to be able to explain it, but God got to back his word up. Yes. I wouldn't be up here saying this by myself. This is stupid. So God, so I...
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Whether you take it or not, I got to put it out.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, Mark 11, 23, look at it. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain or this sickness or this disease, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. should not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have. What you been saying about your body? Have you been speaking the symptoms? Have you been speaking what the world have told you to say about it? Go to Mark 11:23 and start talking to it. Body, you healed in Jesus' name. Body, you strong in Jesus' name. Body, you got an assignment in Jesus' name. Body, you got to glorify God in Jesus' name. That's scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Your body is designed to glorify God.
Yeah.
That's good, sir.
Then you go to Mark 24. You want to pray about it? You want to pray about hell? Therefore, I send you what things should you desire when you pray. Believe that you received them and you should have them. Now you got to go on to 25 because you've got to forgive people. You've got to walk in love. These people have robbed you of your faith. Walk in love. Forgive them. Forgive them. Don't talk about it. Do the right thing. Love them. Unforgiveness will keep your health from you. And Satan will send somebody to set you up and do you did wrong. But forgive them anyway. Let them go. What the Bible say in Hebrews 12:1? For you can look to Jesus the author and finish your faith. What does it say in Hebrews? Look at it. Hebrews 12:1. Lay aside every weight. And the sin that so what? And do what?
Run with patience.
Run with patience.
Yes, sir.
The race. That is set before you. Then you can look to Jesus the author and finish your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Where you at now? That's a revelation of your health, children. Hebrews 12:2 is a revelation of your health. Look at Hebrews. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Look at Hebrews 12:2. It's a revelation of your health tonight. Personal, in your seat. Looking into Jesus, the ardent faith. All right, so you're going through something now. That's all right. Look what I said. You're going through it. Don't park there. Go through it, child. Now, sitting at the right-hand side of the Father is your help. See, because in scripture, all you'll see is Jesus sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, but we're seated with him. But I want you to see, despising the shame, you know, maybe you ain't walking right one day. Maybe something, just don't worry about it. Just keep dragging and keep walking.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain to everybody you see. I know you know one wonder why I'm acting like this. No, I'm explaining nothing. Hey, how you doing? Go back. Because you're on your way somewhere. But the trick is to make you stay there, believing that you're not going to go no farther, and always talking about it. You ready? Listen to this. Your unlimited health, faith rights are knocking at your door. Your time has come to open your full trust in God. Let me get it again. I'm going to get it again. You hear me?
Yep.
Listen. Your unlimited health.
Unlimited.
Don't even sound right. Not in our society. Not in our churches. Well, I wish I could just say society. But the church almost even Stephen with society. Something went wrong, didn't it? Listen. Our unlimited help. My goodness. Let me find it. Oh, my God. You don't want me to find it. Your unlimited health, faith rights, faith rites are knocking at your door. That means your heart, you see. Your time has come to open your full trust in God. A scripture came to me while I was saying that. And we only use it for salvation. Revelation 3:20. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Yes. If any man hear my voice, yeah, I'll come in and sup with him." Revelation 3:20. You've ever heard that scripture? Yeah. Well, now he's knocking on your door, yeah, for to give you your help. Thank you, Jesus. Couldn't it? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5. Glory to God. Don't believe that you're wasting your time. No, there are days I talked to a man today. A man said, "Man, a lot of time I didn't know what you were saying, what you were doing." I was sitting there and said, "Man," he called and said he quit his job. I said, "Oh, God." And then he called back 2 years later and said, his wife didn't quit. He said, "Gone out of his mind." No, I was operating in another level. Are you following me? I was operating on another level. I was listening to God. And that's what I want you all to do, to operate on another level. 3 and 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. Oh. 3 and 5. Oh. Proverbs 3 and 5. Oh. This is an area we have not been trusting him. Trust in the Lord with some of your heart. And see, sometimes when these sickness and disease attack our bodies, we cannot lean on our own understanding. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him. God is good. And he shall direct thy path. You see it? Huh? You still with me? Yes. Some voice said, "Be not wise in our own eye." Y'all got all these little remedies, y'all trying to fix it up. Yeah. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Uh-oh, look at verse 8. Come on now. Give the Lord great praise. It might be help. It could be help. It shall be help to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. I dare you say, "My help is here."
My help is here.
He heard you.
Yeah.
Now, Kotama, it doesn't matter. See, it doesn't matter what condition you're in now. Listen to me online. It doesn't matter how long it's been. But revelation has come. Hope has come. Faith has come. Instruction has come. And now you got to act on the word. Don't want to be a hero. Be a doer of the word. Now God will give you further instruction in your prayer time, in your meditation time. When you spend time with God, he's going to show you some things. And then if God says something, you don't understand. Here's the secret. If he says something, you don't understand. Sometimes he says something when you're praying in tongues. You don't understand? Say, "Lord, I don't understand that. What that is?" Sometimes I got to say it 4 or 5 times to him. "God, I don't understand that. What that is?" Because he said he'll speak to you in stammering tongues. Huh? And he said, within that are going to be rest and refreshing. Yeah. All right, here's the assignment for you. My faith now turns my body into a healthy place. for God to live in on earth until we get the job done. What? Did you hear that? What? See what it said. My faith now turned my body into a healthy place for God to live in on this earth.
Yes,
you mean to me God live in me?
Yes,
until we get the job done.
Yes, sir.
First Corinthians chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
First Corinthians chapter 6. In essence, how can I say it, Lord? And you had to breathe on it. In essence, God is saying to you, let me have my body back. You took crazy ownership of my body. If you let me have my body back, I'm going to give you wisdom, insight, understanding of how to take care of it. And if you be willing and obedient, Satan and no demon can stop you from receiving what is rightfully yours. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Give me my body back. Your body don't belong to you. It's mine.
Yeah.
And I need to travel through this world in your body and declare my son.
Yes. Yeah.
You see how important your body is?
Yeah.
Huh? Turn to you in 1 Corinthians. Give me my body back. Stop trying to fix everything yourself. Stop trying to let men fix everything. Look, 19th verse says, what? Good God Almighty. I knew that what Apostle Paul was anointed. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is what? In you. What you have of God. Look what it said at the end of the verse. End of verse 19. And you are not your own. For you are bought with a price. And boy, he emphasized that he's talking about body. He put body ahead of spirit. You hear everybody say, I'm a magnified Lord in the spirit. No, he says, and glorify God in your body. And in your spirit, what's your God? 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 Just like you can't be a sex fornicator or an adulterer with your body, you cannot permit sickness and disease to come in your body because of your ignorance.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
We put it all on the devil. Devil put it. He behind it. He gonna help you. But Jesus did something in Luke chapter 4. I like to talk about this kind of often. I talked about my wife today. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I mean, the devil messing with him, you know. And so it got down to the almost last temptation. And the devil said, it is written. Yeah, he told him, it is written. Now, there's a revelation there that is so clear.
Uh-huh.
One can know what is written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But another one know what is said. So Jesus shifted him on the last temptation. Jesus said, you going to use it as written? I'm going to use something you can't use. It is said. When Jesus did that, it shut him down because the devil can't say it is said. What I'm telling you, you're going to have to get out of that it is written stance. Pastor said this stance. You're going to have to go to John 6:63. You got to go there. You got to go there tonight. You got to John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Uh-huh.
The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. You're going to say they are miracles. They are signs. They are wonders. They can't be stopped. But I got to speak to you. Not verbally, not voice-wise, but revelation-wise. Glory to God. I say glory to God. You hearing it?
Yes, sir.
I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me because the pulpit has been too much entertainment and emotion. Yep. People need to hear something. People dealing with things, they need to hear a word from God. They need to hear God's voice. Yes, they need to leave here with something. Yes, you follow what I'm saying? To help them.
Yes, sir.
But your listening got something to do with it.
Yes.
See, he didn't have ears to hear, let him hear. You have to hear it. You have to not judge me by your senses up here. He said, "Oh no, I want to hear some more." No, just pay attention. Don't let your senses rob you of the spirituality or the spiritual power that God is putting in you tonight. See, we almost got to all. My goodness. Most got to be retrained. You ordained by God to be healthy. Health, dominion belong to you. But with society, with the accolades and all the stuff we're dealing with, you're going to have to challenge your doctor.
Amen.
So let me see that. Explain it to me.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be able to take some reading yourself.
Amen.
You don't just sit around, just go, yeah, what the doctor said 9 months ago. The doctor said, check yourself. You probably got an improvement, don't know it. Because you don't know how to do it.
Come on.
God said, do I have to stick my finger? Yeah, you got to stick your finger. If you're going to check your blood go close, you got to stick your finger. The doctor going to stick it. But that one sticking 6 months ago, you need to be sticking it now to see where you at. Because you had something crazy, you're going to go right out. You know, I'm not eating that no more. See, it's too much of a lean on the secular. Now, you know, I pray for doctors in the hospital every day. I'm not against them. But God people are going to have to get their eyes open to let nobody have the last word in your life but God. Now, the reason I can preach like this, I'm not afraid. See? Oh, my. Oh, Jesus. If God's whole picture of health is not known or shown, it is deception. Being unconscious about the God kind of health has placed the church in an uncovenant position about their health right. And God wants to bring you back in a covenant position. I heard these words. Health is falling and flowing in the body of Christ to bring glory to God. God is ready to reveal and release health like never before among his children. Turn to Galatians 5:6. Let me go a little faster now. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Turn to Galatians 5:6. I'm going to let you read this one out to me. I'm going to give you a statement. My health is a love issue from God. Health, faith, which worketh by love. Now read Galatians 5:6 to me. Louder. But faith was working by love. Now listen to what the statement says now. My health is a love issue from God. Otherwise, my health is built in God's love. Faith which worketh by love. Now, if you read 1 Corinthians 13, it tells you love can't fail. Romans 5:5. You're in a fight, in your battle, in your body. Look at Romans 5:5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. On the basis of that, look at Acts 10:38 now. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing, how many? All was oppressed of the devil. It's very clear, very simple. Very clear, very simple. Are you getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Romans chapter 8. I'm going to make a statement. And I pray that the Holy Ghost breathe on it. Health resurrection cometh to the body of Christ. Our health been in the grave long enough. Health resurrection. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. You can't get around this verse.
That's right.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. What you going to do with this verse? Huh? What are we going to do with Romans 8, 11? Health resurrection. Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Yeah, he's talking about him. He's talking about the body. He's talking about the spirit. He's talking about our bodies being quickened by the spirit. Then Romans 8:11, you see it?
Yes, sir.
That spirit is in you. Let me say it another way. Maybe you grasp it. I'm hearing these words. There is a health anointing on the inside of your body.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Let me see if I can get another scripture to go with this. Here's how you're going to accomplish what we're talking about tonight. Go to Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Acts 17, verse 28. You heard it? Acts 17. In him, we live. We move,
yes, sir.
And we have our being.
Yes, sir.
That's where you held at. Now, ooh, the Lord brought something up. I got 13 minutes. Let me see. Because of the ministerial gifts, slack on divine order. These type of revelation, they push away. And so Ephesians 4:11 with the 5-4 ministry gift, then it goes to the 12 verse, 13 verse, Ephesians 4. You can look at it and read it sometime. Go around. It can't come out like it's supposed to come out because we got too many superstars and they won't yield to revelation that God's people, now y'all don't get upset, come out the ignorance zone. At large, God's people is in the ignorance zone. They're more powerful than they know they are. They think all the power up here. Ain't all the power up here, baby. You got power.
Yes,
see, the old way they've been, the church been raised up, an organization and denomination is all the power up here. No, baby, you got just as much power as I have. See, I'm supposed to give you the word, but you got to work it.
Yes,
so let me show you what the problem is. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to make a statement that I thought I had to preach the whole sermon, but I'm going to make it. You have the right. I wish you'd hear this. And you know when the Bible says sonship, he's talking about daughters too, right? You have the right to sonship help. Now let me tell you why you don't have it, if you don't have it. Go to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. And this is what we're going to correct. We're correcting this tonight. I want you to work on this. Because you got to deal with all your cousins and your nana and your uncle. Don't believe all that. Girl, we had this for years. I don't hear that, nana. That's why I don't do too much visiting, because these people get to talking. Then the man. You know, I love people, but I'm sort of a loner. Yeah, I can't hang with everybody. I ain't running everybody out. I don't want everybody running them out. Some people just come by. They don't even call you. Tell you they're coming. Just what? Just drop in. I remember I was sitting on my porch years back. Lady drove in the driveway. I got a circle driver. She drove in there. I'm sitting up, how you doing? Now, she ain't a member of the church or nothing. She ain't got no rights at all. She says, I just hop out and holler at you. I mean, deep meditation, she popped by the holler. I called my son. I said, can we get a fence around this place? And look what God did. Now, I can tell you, miracles after miracles God did. In the subdivision I'm living in, if you had two lots, you can put up a fence. Guess what? I had two lots. I didn't know why I was buying two. I ain't know God was going to keep adding on to the house. They'd run over my lot. I wouldn't have no room to play. He kept adding on to it. But I put that fence up. She can't come in there now. This is someone, how you doing? I want to tell her something. I ain't doing too good right now. You come here to stir. Now, I want you to get this. You've heard, some of y'all have heard it before, but here's a maturity jump. Your sonship rights is health. Did you ever heard that? Huh? Health is my sonship or my daughtership, whatever you want, rights. Right, now watch. Watch. Immaturity is the only reason you're not healthy. What?
Yes, sir.
Now, I say that the heir, as long as he's a what?
Child.
Different, nothing from the world. Same thing. Though he be Lord of all. Wow. Now that's a powerful verse there. Huh? You're different. And the church got to be different. We got to be different. How are we going to attract anybody? You know, I do a lot of witnessing in my subdivision. I ride in my golf cart and I go around. I ride on them one at a time, but I got two. I go around with the pamphlet in my pocket and I pray in the Holy Ghost and tell God, give me two souls, give me three souls. Whatever I ask for, you give it to me. Right. Now, a lot of time I had to go through 8, 9 people. It don't matter. I'm trying to find a way where that person at.
Yes, sir.
Witnessing is important to God.
Yes, it does.
Y'all get in on it. Please get in on it. Because I forgot the other thing I want to tell you about it. Something happened, I want to tell you. Get on my golf cart, witness it. I can't pick it up. Verse 2. But it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Look, we got to get from under these tutors and these governors. Even so, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of what?
Son.
And because you're a son, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into what?
My Father.
Crying what?
My Father.
Look at verse 7 now. Wherefore, thou art no more servant, but a son.
Yes.
And if a son, then an heir of God.
Yep.
You see that?
Yes.
Now, let's close with this. Go to Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5 for a moment. Now, know that pastor and apostle that I'm with you, and whatever I'm saying it out of love. Sometimes it get a little rough. To walk in health, you're going to have to get off of milk.
Yep.
And get on strong meat.
Yep.
Okay. Because many of you going to meet on the job or wherever you're going to believe it's impossible. So don't even waste your breath. Only when the anointing tell you, talk to somebody about this. Because they're not going to understand. I mean, they wasn't under the lesson like you were. Look at 5:11 now. In whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. That don't mean you're a bad person, but you never heard it. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what be the first principles of the ark of God, and have become such as had need of milk and not of strong meat. See it? For everyone that uses milk is a what? Unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age. That means matured, you see. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Yep.
How many saw that?
Yep.
All right, now. One more scripture. We'll sell everything. I want you to see this scripture. I want you to hear the scripture. Everything I say tonight, this scripture you're gonna bring everything in open. All right? There's a statement. I think I wrote a book about it. Holy Spirit, lead me through this traffic. There's a statement both in 1 Corinthians 14:2. I want you to keep both of these scriptures. 1 Corinthians 14:2 and John 16:12. Could I show you 1 Corinthians 14:2? Huh? There's two people in here, somebody in here? Okay, I want you to see this because this, I think the Lord will be able to use this to open the eyes of what I've said thus far. 1 Corinthians 14, for he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. It's talking about praying the Spirit, right? For no man understandeth him. Now I want you to underline these words coming up here now. Howbeit in the Spirit. Howbeit in the Spirit. You're going to see it again in a few minutes. And they're going to give you the answer to everything. In a few minutes, I'm going to show you another scripture. You're going to give you the answer to everything I said tonight. Howbeit in the Spirit. You see it?
Yes, sir.
He speaks mystery. Now, health sounds like a mystery. Because we haven't seen it as we should. We got a lot of reports of people received the health and got... We got people who are living long, satisfied lives, too. We had, Esther, didn't I see your mama here Sunday? How young she is?
96.
How old? How young?
96.
96. Sitting right back there. I thought that was hers. Another lady tapped my wife on the shoulder and says, I'm still driving my car. I'm 87. And said, you better get out of my way because I'm coming through. I want to say this. I hope you take it right. When a person has a special assignment from God and you connect it, you receive the results. But you got to be connected properly. You can't be no contrary point. You got to flow, you know what I'm saying? And understand this. It's a lot of things you're not going to understand what that person do. You just got to trust God. because I don't know what I'm going to do half of the time. You know what I'm saying? But the benefit's supposed to come to you.
Yeah.
Now, you know, God do have people with special assignment, right?
Yes, sir.
People full of infirmity. That's who God you to you. God ain't looking for no highly educated woman. He ain't looking for her. Because you're going to have a problem out of her with her fictitious mind. She'll even correct God on English. God use broken English sometimes. Just see what he got to say. In John, let's close. John 16. Oh, my, I got a few seconds. 16, 13. Let's go to 13 now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall what? Show it unto you. And all things that the Father has are mine. Father got help. The Father has help. I don't believe God's sick. Jesus came here and lived all among us. He never got sick. And he lives in you now.
Yes.
Lift your hand. Father, I prayed online all over the world, wherever you are. We got people from India, from Hawaii, Brazil, online, different countries. In the name of, there's no dissonant spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, make this message real to every person. I give you all the glory. I'll get out the way, Lord. Make it real to every man, every woman on the sound of my voice. And then let manifestation and demonstrations, oh my goodness, start taking place in places that it seemed like it was impossible. I speak over every body, every physical body in this house and online right now, that the miracle power and signs and wonders and demonstration will start taking place in their lives, giving them their help, extending their life to let them live as long as they want to live. We thank you for your presence in here, Lord. We honor your word. We spoke a lot of your word tonight. You said your word would not return you void. We give you faith. You say you'll bring it to pass. So we're releasing our faith together as brothers and sisters. We know that we're pioneering tonight. We know that this is not a normal subject to come to the body of Christ, but people are here being partakers of it. And I know you're going to use them mightily. Thank you so much for what we heard and what is happening. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Come on, son. Welcome. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. How many of y'all in some kind of business? You got a business? Stand up. Stand up. You got a business? Stand up. Anybody who got a business, I want you to stand up. The Lord is telling me about this. Lift your hand. Now, Father, the anointing of increase and abundance be upon these businesses that represent you. I pray that they have the wisdom, the knowledge, the clients, whatever they need, you show them what to do. And their businesses will increase like never before. I release the anointing of increase on all Christian business that is standing in here tonight. They'll know exactly what to do, and they'll find favor everywhere. As they do it according to your will, and I know they are, in Jesus' name, amen.